With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Senate voting again Thursday on a GOP plan to fund the government and end the shutdown, but it failed. Here's correspondent Greg Clugston.
Tempers have been flaring on Capitol Hill, and neither side is showing any signs of compromise as the budget stalemate rolls on. Republicans have seized on comments from the Senate's top Democrat, Chuck Schumer, who said that Democrats were winning the shutdown fight, saying, "Every day gets better for us." Republicans argued it showed that Schumer's motivation is purely political. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The United States is sending 200 troops to oversee the ceasefire deal in Gaza. More on that story from correspondent Mike Hempen.
The American troops will be part of a group that includes other nations, non-governmental organizations, and private sector players. The team will help implement the ceasefire and Gaza's transition to a civilian government. The plan is for U.S. Central Command to establish a civil military coordination center in Israel that will be staffed by the U.S. service members. They will help facilitate humanitarian aid and logistical and security assistance into Gaza. But officials say no U.S. troops will be sent to Gaza. Mike Hempen, Washington.
New York Attorney General Letitia James charged as part of a mortgage fraud investigation. James indicted on charges of bank fraud and false statements to a financial institution. She decries the indictment as, quote, nothing more than a continuation of the president's desperate weaponization of our justice system. Federal regulators have opened yet another probe into Tesla's full self-driving technology that after dozens of incidents where the cars ran red lights or in some cases drove on the wrong side of the road. This is SRN News. New Jersey lawmakers issuing a warning.
The state legislature has voted to issue a, quote, reproductive health travel advisory that will advise New Jersey residents that some other states ban or restrict abortion, a fact that the vast majority of Americans must certainly be aware of already. Critics also wonder why a New Jersey woman who can easily get an abortion in her home state would travel to another state to terminate her pregnancy in the first place. Some call the legislature's action a kind of liberal virtue signaling. Michael Harrington reporting.
A New York judge has upheld a Long Island County law banning males from playing on female sports teams at county-run parks and rec facilities. In a decision in a suit brought by a roller derby league, the judge says that Nassau County's ban is designed to protect women and girls. He also points out transgender athletes can still play in co-ed sports leagues at the facilities. This is SRN News. The Kremlin admitting now to downing an Azerbaijan plane last Christmas Day. Here's Karen Chamas.
President Vladimir Putin said on Thursday that Russia's air defense were to blame for downing an Azerbaijani jetliner in December 2024 that killed 38 people. Putin's remarks are his first admission of responsibility for the crash in an effort to ease tensions between the neighbors. Putin said the missiles fired by Russian air defenses to target a Ukrainian drone exploded near the Azerbaijani Airlines plane as it was preparing to land in Grozny on the 25th of December. Speaking in Tajikistan at a meeting with Azerbaijan's president, Putin pledged to provide compensation. I'm Karen Shamas.
Wall Street numbers Thursday. Dow Industrials off for the day 243 points. S&P 500 and the NASDAQ down slightly. More details at srnnews.com.